Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to our Saturday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. Very happy to have you with us, those of you who are in the queue for phone call readings, which will be soon. Also, those of you on Facebook, we're glad to have you with us. Thank you for joining us. I want to make sure everybody's aware that we are using ordinary playing cards for the readings here during the show. It's important for everybody to be aware that this is not tarot card reading. We're not reading oracle cards per se, although Jim will be giving you an angel card as we continue this evening. I also want to mention that I'll be using a full 24 card layout for each of our calls, or if we turn to Facebook to give readings there. It only takes me a moment or two to lay the cards out. It is my preferred method in order to give a reading. It's the same layout I use in my private sessions with my clients. So there's no deviation there. It's all the same. And it gives me a good chance to take a good look at your life, pretty much how the land is laying, so to speak. So with that said, I'm now going to turn you over to Mr. What do we call you?
Jim. Hi, my name is Jim, folks.
Jim,
nice to meet you.
Fantastico. Yay, yay.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. We'd also like to remind everybody out there in the lands that are listening to us, all different platforms are with us. We'd like to remind you. Hello? Hi. Yes, you do. Sorry about that. Yep, right. You know, that's this person.
What?
That's that same chick that calls us the wrong number all the time.
What's she looking for?
She didn't even, this time she already knew right away as soon as she heard my voice. So, yeah, and I saw it early. You know what? Here's what gets me. Here's what freaking, here, I'll pause my introduction for this. Here's what burns burns my nuts, okay? This person called about 30 to 45 minutes ago, and I just let it ring through. So you would think that if you misdialed it, you wouldn't do that twice in a row.
Well, maybe somebody gave her the wrong number.
No, but she, obviously it's not – she doesn't constantly call. No, this is that same person that's been doing it for over a year every so often. So obviously our number is close to somebody else's that she knows, like one button push off. But it's like, you know what? Program that shit into your phone or something, you know. Do something to not do that. But, you know, it's somebody local and it's an honest mistake, so I don't give them too much of a ration to shit. But come on, man. All right, folks. If you're out there listening, no matter what platform it may be, or watching if you're on Facebook, and you're international, you should let us know and we'll give you live international shout-outs. And we got a few to give right off the bat. We have Terry Sue in the UK. We have Catherine in Ireland. And I believe that is all so far.
Catherine.
Yeah, we have two we have two Catherines. We have one in Ireland and ours are
two with us.
Yeah, we've had
Wow.
Yes. Yes indeed. I recognize the name.
And we have Coral. Did you already say that one?
I didn't know that Coral was in another country, but I guess apparently
yes.
When I see the word Shire, we don't have Shires. So
we don't. Isn't that strange?
Yeah, I mean there might actually be some out there, but they're not big and famous or anything, so. All right, so Coral in the UK also, international shout-out. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That is a true statement. If you hear nothing and for an extended period of time, something went wrong, hang up, call back. So you should always hear either music if it's before the show or the show when the show is the show. When the show is the show, then you should hear the show. All right. Facebookers, all we can tell you is if we get gaps in the calls, we guarantee we'll turn to you. We did near the end of the show last night. We did get through our calls, and we're able to take one. So we'll see what happens. We can't predict it. Could be billions and billions, and could be no call. But no, we got some. We did know we have some for sure.
Saturday is key. Very, well, I guess, iffy.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like this time of year, there's a lot less people. The days are darker. A lot less people out the side running around. There's no shopping for a holiday. So it's likely we'll have some more calls.
Or they're out getting drunk, dancing the night away. You know.
Good wholesome family stuff.
Yeah. I have a question before you get back to your thing. They're discussing places in the UK, I guess. What exactly is a shire? Now, in Lord of the Rings, the Hobbit, did not the Hobbit live in the shire?
That's what they called the area they lived in, yeah. It was a woodsy town. I think a shire in general is just like a village, isn't it? I don't know, but the English, the Angs can tell us, those in the land of the Ing can tell us what that really means.
We have a Gloucester, but we do not have Gloucestershire. Yeah.
Why made you say that?
Because they're saying, as Terry Sue says, we have a Gloucestershire too.
Oh, well, maybe that's what they called it then. Maybe that's what it's named after probably then.
And don't you have a Norfolk?
Yes, they do have that.
Norfolk?
No, they have whatever. They have that. They have that. They have about everything. Portsmouth. They have all that crap.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, they do. That's not a coincidence, but the folks that came over here lacked imagination on naming, so they just named shit that they already knew was named somewhere else.
That's it. They took names.
What should we call this town? I don't know. Let's call it that shit we came from. I don't know. Okay. I can't think of anything good.
Like there's an area called New England, and that must have been where they sort of...
Well, that's where the... That's where it was. The big New England states back in the colonies. But the, you know, there's no imagination. They either have, typically, unless it's a newer city, it either has name from the English brethren, or it has a local Native American name around here.
We have royalty.
One or the other.
We have the royals, too. Like Princess Anne.
Oh, yeah.
And there's Prince...
Elizabeth River, you know, I mean, it's named after Queen Elizabeth. She was then Virginia, because she was the Virgin Queen, right? That's what the state is, Virginia.
They have, cow princes, they have a couple of stuff.
Oh, I'm sure they're all over the place. Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Anytime you guys are getting a reading and you hear this, that signifies that your reading is coming to a conclusion. They got to have a time limit. And we don't have like a stopwatch, but there's a certain point when you can tell the reading is ready to wrap. We got to wrap it. Move on to the next poison because there's lots of folk waiting. And if they're not on the phones, they're in the Facebook Live watching us waiting to get their shot. So when you hear the harp, let it come to an end. And then stand by before we move on, because I will be giving you a angel card. And this is I call it the deck with no name. Because we don't have the case for it anymore or anything like that. But they're the standard.
There's nothing on it.
Right. Standard angel cards. It will have a message from an archangel. There's a whole bunch of them in here. So that's what you will get. And then we'll move on. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, today is... It is National Carrot Cake Day and National, for us, Golden Retriever Day.
Oh,
we got three of them. We got three of those and one that wants, she's a wannabe, you know. So.
And carrot cake, that's pretty good stuff.
And ice cream for breakfast day? Sounds like I wouldn't mind trying that. I'm not really a sweet tooth person, but, you know, I'm not married to any one food having to be to a certain time of day anyway. I've had dinners for breakfast and breakfast for dinners. It doesn't matter. Food is food, man. Whatever floats your boat, you know.
As you're going through that, Terry Sue is educating all of us. So you said it's from the old English. Is that sure? As in Worcestershire?
Okay. So I can see that makes sense, because they did have a lot of the local authorities way back in those days. They had to rely on the local authorities, to like sheriffs, shire sheriffs, you know, they had that run a little division of land. They had to break it up, you know, so that makes sense.
Yeah, she says...
can't have the king and his men running around everywhere. You got to have, got to delegate some authority out there, you know.
The hand of the king.
Well, yeah.
I am the hand of the king.
Yeah, pizza for breakfast. Pizza is around the clock type thing. You can have that anytime you want. That is not a problem.
Shires.
Cold. I like it cold too sometimes. So.
Your shires were often based around a prominent town or city. Is that kind of like our burbs that we have? Suburbs?
I think you can't really
make
that correlation because of the time difference back in the day when that was going on. When those things got the names, this country didn't exist. Well, it was here, but it wasn't called what it is now. It was Native Americans were having a good time, not realize they were about to get screwed over soon. They didn't know that. So, yeah.
Yeah, interesting. All right.
All right, history lessons. Yay. Nobody paid a dime of tuition for those history lessons. Isn't that nice? Take a call, Deb. Ready?
Yeah.
We're going to area code 805 out in California. 805, welcome. You're the first caller.
Hello there, Will.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh. It's Donna in California. How are you guys?
Oh, Donna. Well, you just made our
Donna. Yep.
Yeah.
It was Frankie. It was, what's his name? Richie Valles or Van, whatever his name
Richie
was.
Oh, Richie Valles. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how are you doing, Donna? How are you? We haven't heard from you in a
while. We're having a lot of rain. A lot of evacuations. It's going to be flooding. Big storm in Santa Barbara. Yeah.
Yeah, for a place that doesn't get typically a lot of annual rainfall, it screws them up when they get a bunch. Because the climate, the terrain's not ready for that. Yeah, the terrain can't handle that kind of water.
Years ago, it wiped out houses and a lot of people died and everything. It was awful.
Yeah, I've seen some pictures just a couple weeks ago or whatever it was, like around the Southern California area, and it was not looking good, cars floating around and stuff like that. Not good stuff at all.
Yeah, not good. Oh, that's for sure. Oh, gosh.
Hopefully you are faring well.
Yeah, I'm in a place where it won't flood, so that's good.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's great.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, brings you to the show.
Well, I wanted to know if my money situation, you know, goes up and down, if it's going to get better, you know, windfall or luck or something.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, that's a very good reading question, the old financial outlook. Right. International shout out to Lady R in South Africa. Welcome, Lady R.
Ooh.
So you are... fluctuating. Well, isn't that the name of the game,
love
too?
Love and money makes the world go round.
Well, it makes it go round. It might not make everybody happy. You know, but you don't have to, world doesn't have to be happy, just be spinning around. So.
Oh, but it is so fun when you have extra, you know, greenbacks and you can get on Amazon and whatever strikes your fancy, you may buy.
Yeah, I got to buy something, too, from there.
Yeah.
That reminds me. I forgot to tell you to look for something, but oh well.
Oh, I'll be on there.
No, I meant when you were out and about. I forgot to tell you to keep an eye out for something.
Out
and about.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got some news.
I did that on. I did that on Papus.
I'm sorry. Tell us.
Go ahead.
I just found out for the listeners that are listening that, you know, are kind of low income. If you register your, you know, if it's registration of your car time and you go through the smog and it doesn't pass, you go to cap.ca.gov, and they will pay for the repair of your smog problem.
Ah, yes.
On there.
If you're low income, obviously the state of California has a program to help, because that's expensive repairs. And obviously they have some very, very, very strict smog inspection criteria.
I mean, California is really something else for the low income, because anybody here on Medi-Cal now gets free root canals and free crowns.
Oh, my gosh. Probably free Ozempic, too. Medicare is really funny about they will only pay for the, like, Ozempic and Mounjaro and Wegovy only if you are diabetic. But if you're pre-diabetic,
But then my doctor, I need to take off like 30 pounds. And my doctor prescribed me Wegovy, which is a similitude, just like Ozempic, nothing different. And they will pay for it, Medicare.
Oh, you are so lucky because...
I don't know if I'm going to take it, though. The side effects could be nausea or...
Yeah,
you know, I... I tried it. I went through a private business.
You tried the other one.
I tried Ozempic.
Yeah, how was it?
Well, if you like to drink, you may find yourself like power puking. And I did one time. I mean, it was like I was pregnant again. A lot of people say they can't drink on it, which probably you shouldn't anyway.
Well, a lot of it is human. A lot of it is necessary for some folks, but a lot of it is humans being lazy that I don't want to diet. I don't want to use my willpower. Screw it. I'll just use a drug.
Well, it's the latest trend.
Yeah, well, heaven forbid that we just... set an iron will and say, I am going to follow this thing, and that's what I'm going to do.
It's harder for women to lose.
But you didn't like it? You didn't like it?
I did. I liked it, but I'll tell you.
But it didn't like her as much.
You will feel kind of nauseous in the first week.
Oh, that's one of the side effects. Yeah.
Yeah. Tired. But I'll tell you, I sure didn't want to eat much at all.
And what nobody knows is what are the long-term effects going to come out 5-10 years down the road?
Oh,
nobody knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows when there's a new drug out and everybody jumps all over it.
It can add nodules to your thyroid, too.
No, yeah, that's definitely a bad thing. You don't screw with the thyroids at all.
Yeah, it is.
All right, Deb, what do you got? Cards are down. What do you got for Donna?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. You are a very lucky lady.
She's a lucky lady.
Because I see that you're going to win again.
Win what?
Well, Donna, aren't you the one that was winning large amounts of money? Isn't that you?
Well, a little bit here and there at the casino. Yeah, I'm going far.
Okay. I was about to say, what the hell she's winning? Okay, I got you. Yeah. Roger that.
Yeah, and I feel you're going to win again.
Again and again. You know what? You can't count on that, though.
No. You got to be positive.
Yeah, but I mean, sure as hell don't want to say, oh, it's no problem. I'll pay my power bill after I go to Reno. Yeah, you know, that's...
I always cover all my bills. All my bills.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's
got to
be extra fun money, bonus, windfall type money. That's cool.
It is. And
I'm always covered on expenses.
Some people are addicted and don't do that.
No, and I've...
They take their
paycheck.
Say, I'll just take this paycheck and I'll double and triple it because I am a genius. It's like, Yeah, the odds are not in your favor there, Bubba Roni, when you roll into a casino.
There's also a very strong sense here that you could enter a house giveaway and win the
house. I'm in one. You're funny.
Why?
Yeah,
did you?
I'm in one.
Oh, my gosh. Look at that.
She sees potential. I wouldn't go out and get ready to...
She said she's in one.
Yeah, I'm saying, but I wouldn't start packing my stuff.
Well,
nobody.
No.
Remember, we don't tell people. She knows now, but I'm saying some folks that are new to the show might think, "Oh, look at that! I get a card reading like that. I'm done."
It's funny you brought that up because I just got the brochure yesterday, and I'm going to enter it.
Well, look at that.
Well, looky, looky.
Yeah.
If you decide not to move into the house, imagine if you sold it.
That's what I'm going to do. Sell it.
Pretty penny off of that.
In some contests. Will work with you and offer you a cash settlement.
Yeah.
And some contests will have that. Like, okay, we said you can have the house, or you could take this other amount right now, which is way less than the value of the house, but then you don't have to deal with the house. So some places will do that, right.
But the house is worth $1 million. They give you $1 million. You're better off taking the house and reselling it.
You are, yep. Some people like that instant money greed thing, and they don't want to do that. But, yeah, you're right. You are better off doing that.
And of course, Uncle Sam will have his hand out.
Well, either way, Uncle Sam's going to take a piece of the pie.
35%.
Here. That is here. And you're going to be globetrotting again. I see you taking some vacations this year that are going to be very nice. Yes. So,
I would say
money's going to be...
I can't hear you.
You're with me. Yes, I was saying that your money is going to be on an upswing very soon in this year. Okay.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Keep us post it.
I will.
Okay,
yeah,
here's Jim.
Thank you. I
will. Sure, and here is your angel card reading. Yep. Subject is Divine Order, and it's from Archangel Raguel. Everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. So sometimes people see things as chaotic, but the archangel's saying, maybe things are the way they're supposed to be. Just trust in the way they're supposed to be.
That's right.
I like that.
Wonderful to hear from you.
Yeah, we're glad you held and you held patiently because you
know,
be the first caller.
Happy New Year and all.
Absolutely. Came right back to you.
Yeah, and you don't go floating away anywhere.
Okay.
Good to hear.
Adios.
Okay, thanks. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye.
Such a nice vibe about that.
Yeah, I had forgotten. I remember reading about that a week or so ago. That like southern, like I just read specifically, I saw an article in the San Diego area or near there that they were getting like amounts of rain.
Did you happen to see the video of what happened at a Marine Corps chow hall?
No, that which seems to have nothing to do with the rainfall I was talking about, Southern California. Where?
It just rushed through the doors.
Where was this? No, that would have helped to know where. Because that could have been a Marine base in another country. I just would have been nice to know. I'm just saying, you got to know them. You got
to
know.
Yeah, they were, and then the power went out as they're trying to get out of there. You'll have to take a look at that when you get a chance.
Well, water and electricity don't mix well. So,
no.
Yeah.
And it seems to not.
Well, they mix well, but they don't do anybody that's also in contact with them very well. But, yeah. All right. Shall we?
Yes.
We shall indeed. We're going to move on to area code 630 in Illinois. 630.
Hello there.
Hi.
Welcome. Hi. And
how are you?
We are good. And you are, tell us who you are.
It's Lily.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Lily.
Lily, Deb.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Gotcha. All right.
Cupid turned 15 yesterday.
What did? I'm sorry.
Cupid.
I didn't catch all.
Cupid.
Okay, this is Lily. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
I was trying to get you there, Deb.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
15, but he's little, so.
Well,
you know,
every dog's different, but yeah, you're right. Some of the smaller breeds. Well, that too, and if they're, especially if they have mixed blood, they seem to have really strong DNA, but you just don't know. But that's great. 15 is awesome.
Well, tell us.
I wanted to give a shout out.
Of course, absolutely. 15, hell yeah, I should get a shout out.
Are you still in South Carolina or North?
I'm in North Carolina.
Yeah.
The neighbor to the south.
And do you like it there?
I like the weather better than any place that I've been living or whatever. It's just the apartment place. Like, I like my apartment, but it's just, like, there's a lot of drama here. Because I'm in it used to be a 55 and older, and it's not anymore. But, like, the OGs, man, they, like, try to pick on me.
OGs.
know?
They don't like the young blood.
No, they don't.
They think you're after their men, you know. They're old men.
Wrinkle meat.
I wasn't going to say that.
Wrinkle meat. I never heard that before, but that's pretty right on.
It is indeed. Well, that's old. I don't remember where that came from. I remember that as a kid, wrinkle meat. But, yeah.
Well,
anyway.
Okay, what can I do for?
I mean, I'm here because they have I don't have to do the stairs, and I'm going to be having my surgery finally.
I think
sometime. They're going to schedule it next month, you know?
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, I know, like, for me, I feel like, you know, I have goals to, like, buy a home and stuff like that, but it's going to take time because I got to recover from this, from the surgery and stuff. But anyway, so I'm just calling for a general reading just to see, like, do I need to know anything or, like, what's coming up?
Are you working on another book?
Yes and no. Like, I started it, but I'm not working on it every day. But, yes, I started it.
Well, then, so you are. It's just not an active all-day, everyday thing. But still, that, you know,
right.
They don't have to be.
Yes, I
right.
started it.
That's cool. Because, you know, it's one thing, like, if you got, like, a big contract with a publisher or something, they put you on deadlines. But
well, they'd be breathing down your neck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But it's not, and that, well, I can't imagine having to write under pressure like that. So, but that's why I'm not a writer, I guess, because I would suck at it anyway.
You might do better than you think. If you like to read, they say you can be a good writer.
Yeah, you know, it's very time consuming. I remember just doing some of the writing stuff in college. It's really time consuming. And I didn't thoroughly enjoy it. But, of course, I'm writing on what they tell you to write, too, so that's a difference. All right, cards are down. There's pause and reflection.
I guess no news is good news.
Well,
because there's, like, not a lot going on here.
That, I'm always a fan of no news is good news. Yep.
Yeah. Well, you got to.
I'm taking care of it right now. You just keep on doing your reading thing
there.
Yeah,
I feel that there's a for you. Are you seeing somebody or talking with someone? Because there is someone here. In your heart.
I haven't talked to them once. I mean, I always get approached by guys. So,
okay, well, there you go then.
I'm not trying to sound like vain or whatever, but like I could have a guy anytime I want. I just don't.
Your average woman could do that if they wanted to, really. I mean, in the world we live in, yeah, exactly. And there's nothing, there's the hunter and the huntee or whatever, the game, the prey. It's the game. Our guys are always chasing women because that's the freaking DNA they stuck in us. So
I also think you're going to feel terrific after the surgery from what your cards are indicating, and that you will have more energy, more vitality. There's even a contemplation of working.
Contemplation.
Yeah, you'll get
very much. I was hoping to get back to work after I recover. I don't want, the goal for me isn't to do anything, but man, this tumor that I have, it's just been sucking all the life out of me where it's like, I feel like I'm just dragging around a bowling ball. You know what I mean?
Is it benign? So it's not cancer?
We don't know yet. They haven't tested.
Oh.
Well, I don't see anything.
The hell are they waiting for?
Heavy as far as news in your cards that way. I feel that you're going to really bring back into action once you've recovered.
Well, I mean, that is actually really good news not to see anything really, because that would be bad things.
Well, it would
you know?
Show that she'd have to undergo further.
Right. So
treatment.
So in this case, the blah, 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 the cards is actually a really good sign.
I think so, too.
I'm a big fan when somebody's like, you always like, ooh, did you get anything in the mail? And I'm like, no, and that's great. I love it when there's junk. Junk mail means I don't owe anybody shit, at least not for that.
I keep expecting I'm going to win the publisher.
She expects she's going to win things that she never applies for or never tries to. She thinks that she's going to win something that she doesn't even try to win. So that is really some great expectations there, I'll tell you. I mean, I've never heard of anybody winning something they didn't even have to enter. But who knows? All right. Well, anyone else you got there?
All right. Well, everything is looking pretty bright and sunny for you. What are you going to do with Cupid while you're in surgery?
So my one neighbor is going to watch him for me. I feel like that should be okay. Or I could always board him at the animal hospital. But that's just an extra expense for me. But I feel like he probably would do better if he could stay home.
Oh, absolutely.
And I don't think I'm going to be in there but just one night, right?
Yeah, I'm not seeing anything lengthy. I don't. And now remember, I do not have a medical degree. So me
no,
telling
I know.
You, complicated.
Well, we have to tell the other folks. Yeah, we know that you regulars already know all that babble wabble disclaimer stuff that we have to spit out. But yeah, you know, and dogs prefer not to be boarded. I mean, you know, the boarding places do the best they can, but they can only do so much. And being 15 years old, yeah, it'd probably be, if your neighbor could do it, that'd probably
be
great.
It
could be very stressful for somebody, yeah, for any dog. It's like, you know, they're used to running around the house, sleeping on couches and beds, and all of a sudden, bam!
And they're on a concrete floor.
Oh, well, if it, no, a good one will have, like, dog beds and stuff. I've never taken them to a place like that. All the places I've taken them have had dog beds.
I have one quick question about the guy that's in my card.
Yeah.
So there is a guy that we talked about, like, maybe like a year ago, you know, but I mean, and I haven't been talking to him, but I could if I wanted to. I just have been busy with me. Is it the same? Because it was like last year. You saw that it was like really good chemistry between me and this person. And, is that the same person that you're seeing?
Yes, I really think so. There's a lot of question marks around him for you on your side of things. But this could turn into something long-lasting for you. He's very much in focus with you, okay? And that's a good thing. That is a very good thing. So, yeah, I think somewhere maybe hurt to, you know, open the lines of communication.
Okay. Thank you for that.
All right.
Thank
well, stand by.
Much.
Sure.
Right now.
Okay.
I have your angel card reading. The subject is nurture, and it's from Archangel Gabriel. As you nurture, I like to say Gabriel. Could be Gabriel, you know, however you want to say it. I like pronouncing them all fancy schmancy. So, all right, the message is, as you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. Nurture yourself.
I like that. Thank you.
Nurture yourself as you would a real child, especially if you're getting ready to go under the knife. It helps to.
I think it really does.
Get yourself mentally and physically prepared.
Mm-hmm. But I don't see that it's going to.
And your cards were blah, so that means awesome.
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
It's like poop through a goose.
Yeah, yeah. Who pooped through the goose? Those damn geese, they're always pooping. All right, well, thank you very much. We hope that the thing goes. When do you have a date for your surgery?
No, I find out next month.
I'm telling you, they must firmly believe in their heart of hearts it's not cancer, because that waiting around months and months like that, it must not be.
Yeah, because that would
ridiculous.
That would be so irresponsible to wait a long time like that for a surgery and like, it might be cancer, might not be. You'd be like, well, then you need to do something right now, because cancer doesn't wait. I'm not trying to alarm anybody, so I'm thinking that means they're confident it's not. That's what I get out of it.
They said something like it's like a 2.9% chance that it could be, but that's so low.
It is very, very
like
low, but I'd rather be zero.
Yeah,
I'd rather be zero too, but.
Yeah, I hear you. It's too bad there wasn't some way they could have done a test without going inside of you, but I guess that is not meant to be. All right, well, thank you very much. We wish the best for
you. Thank
you. Yep.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're glad you're doing well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So take care. Don't be a stranger.
Do not be
all
a stranger.
Right?
International shout out to Suzanne in Scotland.
Scotland.
I don't have bagpipes.
I love how you say that.
It is the land of the Scots. You know, you got to be Scottish.
Too bad you don't have little snippets of their like national.
Oh, I don't want to go down that road. I would have to. The software I have doesn't have enough capability to have little snippets from all the countries around the world. I would have to buy some sophisticated software to have that many sound bites. So it is what it is. Let's see. There was something I was going to say, but it has slipped my mind, so it was not meant to be. Scroll up
well,
in case there's anything here, blah, blah, blah. Nah, it obviously was crap. All right. Let's get going here. Are you ready for the next caller?
Like that, Terry Sue. Yeah.
We're going to area code 775, and I believe it would be Wendy, yes?
Hello.
Yes, hello. Thank you both very much.
Well, welcome back. We appreciate you holding for a long time.
Yes.
Certainly.
So how are we going to help you, Miss Wendy? Yeah.
Well, I am wondering if by one week from today, I will feel more optimistic that the right home will appear to me. Will I base it on more realistic evidence? Will it happen? Or what do you see?
Okay, so she's thinking
in
about a week, is she going to have more hopefulness or more clarity on a path of a home? Because right now she's still kind of bouncing around looking. It is a big deal. She's got a few prospects, as we found out. She talked about it yesterday. So she wants to know in 7 days, is it going to be a difference on the outlook? Which is, that's a good way of looking at it. She didn't say like 7 days I'm going to have a home, because I'd be like, damn. But she was 7 days that she will be more focused. There'll be something will be like in her radar scope that looks good. Or maybe multiple places. That'll be even be better. It's nice to have choices. Choices are good.
And I guess my real question is, I was looking at a house where the address was 2060 in Gold River, and it sold. There's an offer on it, which is fine. But it would have been really nice. The issue was it had two bedrooms and a den, and it had an office. And I sent the information to my sister, and she said, well, if she could have the office, she wanted me to do an offer. And I politely said I was counting on the office to create an art room. So, next time I fall in love with a house, I'm going to buy it, and I will make her feel welcome, and that she's welcome to use the entire house, and I'll buy it. But what do you see, Miss Deborah?
Well, what I think is, the thought just went right on. Oh, here it is. Yeah, bear with us. We're reaching that age here where thoughts are like, what, frisbees, boomerangs?
I don't think they're boomerangs. Sometimes they actually never do come back sometimes, but, you know.
Well, I think in a week you're going to have a better frame of mind financially. You're starting to see what the market will bear. And remember, you can always put in an offer above the person who has an offer in. You know, the seller wants as much as they can get.
Oh, the old bidding war.
Yeah, that's what happens here. At the home that I ended up in, and we actually guaranteed it we had put in a higher price, and we guaranteed it for $10,000 more. So it's not in the number range that I'm sure you're dealing with, especially out where you live. But that is a way that you could take it away from somebody else.
Well, I'm not that confident, because I want the office for my art room, and that means walking away from my art and leaving it where it is and coming back to it undisturbed. And I love my sister, but the room she'd be getting would be a little over 11 by 11, and the room she has right now is 10 by 10, so she's getting a larger room.
Yeah.
She would have access to everything in the house, so I think that probably deflated my desire to buy it because I love her dearly, and but I do want privacy when I do my art.
Absolutely.
Oh God, yeah.
Any of us that are in the business of creating.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be art. Anything that you want to do, you know, alone, you want to be alone. Otherwise, it's going to disrupt you. Mm-hmm. Right.
Is she helping with the purchase of the home, or is she just going to be living?
She would be paying me what she's paying now, which is her half of the rent, but it's not, she's not even paying a half. She's paying about, the rent is $2,009. She's paying $777. So I'm being generous with her, and I'd be paying several thousand a month. So I would still want the $777.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's only fair.
I think so too.
Right, and that would be a good deal for anybody on this planet.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Well, I really think next week's going to be a stellar week for you. I'm definitely seeing you becoming happy, like celebrating happy, and there's an expenditure of money here, but it's very good. So that house could possibly be going on the market any day now. The right one for you, Wendy, the right one for you is going to be there for you.
All right, we got to move on. We have other callers. Real quick, the subject of your angel card is divine order again. Yeah. Archangel Raguel, everything is how it needs to be right now. Look past the illusion and see underlying order. So all this up in the air stuff, it's how it needs to be right now, and kind of goes with your card, say it's coming.
Yes, I believe you're going to end up exactly where you should be.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, Wendy. We got to move on. We appreciate it.
Yes,
and we hope that, like Deb, in the next week or so, you get something on the radar scope.
Well, thank
yeah,
you. And she could even use any space she wants in the living room for her office. So I think I'm being generous, aren't I?
Well, you're beyond that. Yeah. 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 You're not asking anything crazy and you're already being very generous.
Yes, I agree.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you so
much,
Wendy. Good
morning.
Thank you.
I needed to hear that.
To talk to you again, Wendy.
Yeah.
I did notice Suzanne said that she watched the 50 Shades of Grey the other day.
Yes, I love those movies.
Well, and I think she was surprised. I think she said, I didn't think it was going to be so dirty, she said.
Ooh,
oh, I guess nobody gave her a rundown before she saw it.
I always like to go and look at the backstory, read the backstory, the trivia and all of that about a movie that I like. He had to wear a little pouch around his goodies, I read, because they don't want people to start turning these into porno flicks, you know? And she thought that was funny. Dakota in that movie, she thought it was kind of funny that everything, all his stuff was in a little bag. And he's hot. That guy is, the things I could teach him.
How do you know he couldn't teach you anything?
Oh, I'll let him.
Just because people think, just because they're older, that they could teach everybody everything. Well, there's also sometimes young folks knew things that you didn't even know existed, too. I'm not talking about sex, just in life in general. So we should.
Oh, look at Terry Seuss's. That red room is her kind of room.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
That was his B&B type of room.
I didn't have many thoughts about that movie. It's
like
not a guy's movie.
Tails in there.
It's a chick flick.
He strapped her to the. Remember, it was, I forget what they're called. Terry Seuss. That's so lovely of you. By the way, I have my little guardian angel on. That Miss Terry Seuss. Well, Mrs. Terry Seuss.
True.
Sent me for my birthday, and it's just adorable. And you can't see very well, but it's right here. Yes. And as for the, I wasn't crazy about the last movie, Freedom or whatever it was. It was kind of like a little bit too.
What are you talking about?
They made three of those.
Of course they did. Once you draw a bunch of people to some frickin' movie, you're going to keep on making them until the frickin' well runs dry. That's the way it is in the business.
But it's very, you don't enjoy, you just want to see hardcore screwing.
I don't care. I didn't like all the manipulation bullshit.
Well, that's part of the.
Oh, here's the contract. Well, the Dom will break out this, and the sub will do this, and the Dom will, you know, that dude's got some problems, if that's the only way he can have sex.
He has.
That's the only way he could do it.
Issues.
Well, how about getting that address instead of frickin' inflicting your retardedness on some other chick? But you know what? She was willing. Of course, it's a movie. It's fiction, too. But, yeah.
Oh, but that Christian. Yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Ooh.
I mean, he is just an actor. We got to remember to separate the actor from the character. We have to do that.
He can come and act for me anytime.
Yeah, I'm sure he's up. She was right outside waiting.
Well, there was a lot of sex, but then remember, the book is even dirtier.
That's the 50 Shades of Grey. That's what it's about.
Yeah, it's about that.
It's about that.
The submissive.
International shout out to Rachel in Australia.
Oh, Rachel, you're right on time.
From Land Down Under.
Talking about domination and submissiveness and darker shade of gray.
No, 50 Shades of Grey. They didn't say it was. Well, I'm sure if there's 50 shades, some got to be dark and some got to be light. That's a lot of damn shades of any color. You know what I'm saying?
Look at it this way. He didn't make her perform perform with other men. I mean, there was, it was just him and her.
Nobody made anybody do anything. She had, everybody had free will. Free will.
Do it. Do it. Because, you know, you got to look at it this way. You've got all the freedom in the world.
You better make sure that shit's mounted properly, because don't want that bitch dropping on you. That could end your life force.
Well, they even have...
But then,
squares that you can
be careful,
yeah,
because someday that shit's going to need to get clean, and then you got to figure out how to do that, because that, you know how mirrors are, they show every tiny little imperfection of dust and dirt, and if you have issues with,
yeah,
different humidity stuff, you get some moisture up there and then it'll dry out. Just remember, well, you know, the mirror thing might be cool, but just be prepared to do the maintenance to make it nice and shiny.
Just remember, once you have a kid, that kid doesn't see a baby. And pretty soon, if you shut that door, they're going to be pounding on it. You know, you aren't, and getting privacy can be very difficult.
Kind of has nothing to do with a mirror.
She's an OCD chick. Boy, you should come here and clean. You could have multiple orgasms cleaning this place. Just kidding around.
I've seen that electric window,
yeah,
thing, but... there were some things that I didn't like about it.
You know what a lot of people do is they get those standing mirrors that are like wardrobe mirrors, and they tilt, like, you know, you can...
Well, you can flip them all the way around if you want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be...
You don't see those hardly at all anymore. They used to be very popular way back in the day. They're the ones you could tilt, and you could even, like, flip them.
Yeah.
I don't know why you'd want to flip them, but you could flip the damn things.
Hey,
yeah.
Laura's here from Canada.
International shout-out to Laura, our neighbor to the north.
Yeah.
She was pretty sick yesterday. Are you still there? I'm sure you're not going to get better in 24 hours, but hopefully you're not worse. It is that time of year. Stupid-ass flu season.
Well, it is.
Yep. And sometimes... With spring coming, I mean, it's only early February, but spring coming, sometimes it kind of fires back up again like it did in the fall for some reason. Like, it goes out with a bang that
flu
season.
People are all together.
Yeah, and a lot of times the weather warming up, people start doing more stuff, and it, like, fires back up.
So, Rachel, they say that when...
She said she's better. Good.
When civilization loses interest in sex, they are doomed. Just think about it. You got to keep getting your jollies to keep the
species.
The species going.
Well, they're not going to lose interest because it's in the DNA. It's not like we have to teach ourselves the interest. It's inside of us.
And it starts pretty early.
That's Mother Nature, Darwin, all that, whatever you want to look at.
I was amazed running a daycare environment, how children will start masturbating very early. Very girls, boys. And I would have to say to them, you know, Luke or whoever it was, if we don't sit around and do that. You do that in private.
Rachel, you know, she's right. It would be odd if somehow we went. I don't know that we talked about sex in yesterday's show. So we might have, that might have been the show. She said it would be odd if the show didn't have at least one round of sex talk. But I don't think they came up yesterday.
What?
I guess she wasn't here when I was talking, apparently.
You were talking to Rachel about...
I was telling you something she mentioned, that she said it would be odd if the show didn't have sex talk.
Yeah, I read that, and I commented on it.
And I was like, I don't know that we talked about it yesterday, though.
No, we did not.
So that would have been an odd show. But yep,
well,
we almost didn't, but here we are.
Lisa Tempa, she does.
Yeah, but if she's got little ears, then we have to, obviously, with speakerphone now. If she's not on... Because she's driving, she had to be on speakerphone now.
Yeah.
She's probably where she is now, so she could listen at least. We'll find out, because she is next.
You know, we're homo sapiens, but we're animals, too. You know? Did you ever see the movie Apocalypto? That was a wild movie.
How did you go from sex to Apocalyptico?
They acted very animalistic in that movie.
Oh, it was a brutal, you know.
But the sex. Remember when they tell that guy you got to eat these hot peppers or something, and he was firing blanks, I guess. I don't
remember that in Apocalyptico.
Oh, well then.
I don't remember that at all. So, all right, let's move on, Deb.
Yeah.
We're going to go to area code 520, Olisa.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We be rocking, we be rolling.
Yeah.
Well, we just We just did a 2 mile nature walk, and my grandson was with us, me and the neighbor, and it's great. Now I'm making dinner, and I'm by myself in my room taking a couple of minutes to talk to you all.
Wonderful. What are you making for dinner?
Well, you know what? I put a crock pot on yesterday, and we were coming home, and I asked my grandson, are you hungry? He said no. So that's what we're going to have. We're having I threw it in the crock pot yesterday when I went to go get them. I put in chicken's eyes, and then I put pears, apples, carrots, onions, raw chilies, Worcestershire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh,
let it rip. Worcestershire, did I mention Worcestershire?
Yeah,
garlic salt and some sweet potatoes. And then I'm going to make these noodles. I just got this inspiration, these ramen noodles without the flavor packet. And I looked up the recipe that I saw. So I put a can of coconut milk, some Thai paste, Thai curry paste. And
what
then
kind of curry?
Thai curry paste. That's all I know about.
They have like red, green.
Yes,
they have a lot
red.
Of different.
Red.
Oh, the red. That's
I
was getting at. Thank you.
Yeah, and then I put I blended up in chunks a fresh tomato, and then I also threw in. I deviated from the recipe. I put in some cut up some carrots and onion and garlic, and I tasted
garlic is good with everything.
Cooking. I put some, fresh green beans and fresh Brussels sprouts. And I'm going to put the ramen noodles in. So I think it'll come out okay.
Oh, I like that.
That's
got to
be one very full crock pot.
Yeah.
It sounds very full.
Oh, no, that's a separate pot.
I want to have to put in one crock pot. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, and then when I have leftovers, I split it with my neighbor, and then I freeze, and then I don't have to make meals for a while.
Oh,
I can freeze it.
Freezing is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how I live at work with frozen leftovers. Bring them to work. It's awesome.
Carrie Sue wants to know when dinner is ready.
Yeah, no kidding.
So you're eating with Steve. He's coming over.
Oh yeah, he's coming. Oh yeah, he's coming over. We're very family like today. And this morning I went off with my grandson by myself. I took him to farmer's market, and there was an opening of a cafe. My grandson and I went there. We had a lot of fun together, and then we came home and did the nature walk. And now we're going to eat.
Well, and then the boy plays for a while and goes to bed.
Yeah, and I have to take him back tomorrow.
Oh, wow, that was a short little one, but hey.
Yeah.
Well, his
just
mother
week, just works, for the weekend then.
Yeah, his mother works close by, and so it's less of a drive for me. And so my grandson and I at least got to visit a little bit, and then I take him back.
Yeah. A couple days is cool. Yeah, and I guess, you're going to rendezvous at her work then, so it cuts down the drive.
Yeah. Oh, it's perfect. Yeah.
Perfecta mundo.
I have a lot of my obligations. Yeah, my personal obligations I have to get going on too. So
sure, you do. I mean, assassins got to kill people. That's what they do. Assassins got to kill people. Hey, you know what? You got to pay the bills. All right. So what would you like Miss Deborah to put the cards down and look at? Just a short-term snapshot? Or do you have a Miss Deborah.
Hi, Miss Deborah. I'm sorry.
Kids rode the bus, so they were always outside around 7:15.
It all depends on the cities you live in, so it varies. Varies around the whole country.
All right, so what is your question? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's fine. That's fine. A short-term snapshot would be nice, please. I have, today was idyllic. My grandson and I tripped the light fantastic by ourselves, and then the nature walk was nice. Now we're going to have dinner, and I don't know. The neighbor seems to be utterly charming. So,
Well, that's good.
No.
I believe we have an international shout-out to Joanne. She's in Canada, correct?
Yeah, Newfoundland.
You don't have to nail it down to the specific location.
No, I like saying Newfoundland.
Why is that? Why don't you get excited about saying the other folks in Canada where they're from?
It sounds like an incredibly romantic place to me. I don't know why. Waves crashing.
Which sounds like a dog.
You know, angry clouds. Big fire roaring, cuddling around. I don't know.
Okay, I'm just curious. I was like, she's Canada, you know, it's a giant-ass country to our north. That's also,
right,
there's
yeah.
lots of places. But anyway, go ahead.
All right, I'm laying them out for you here, Lisa.
The cards are going down.
Well, I'll tell you, it must be something with the moon tonight, but it's like everybody's getting great cards. Great cards.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, you are in a very loving phase with the neighbor, and the cards are excellent. With the grandson there, it is a family unit, and I'm just looking for the right word. What you're doing is you're introducing your neighbor to family life, where it isn't just always you and him. And you, I think it's very beautiful. I really do. And that female that's always been in your cards, who is very troublesome, the queen of spades, she's leaving the situation. She's had it. He's not coming across whatever it is she wanted. So she's on her way. She's walking out situation. So, I just wanted to let you know that. That's under sure to come true. He is now not playing footsie with anybody. If he was before, I think it was intended to try to make you jealous, you know,
yeah.
because you weren't providing what he felt he needed. And
I wonder what that is.
Her undivided attention.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Just curious. I knew what it wasn't, so go ahead.
But you know what? You know, I think the guy is worth exploring that avenue as it comes.
Okay.
To me.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? None of us are getting any younger. I can tell you that. That's yeah. I can tell you that right now. All right.
Bear in mind, Jim is F. I don't want to say
I'm just saying. Come on, man.
You know the term.
I'm not even talking about this specific. I'm saying in general, none of us are getting any younger.
I think we need to take up a collection.
And?
So we can get Jim a very sexy hooker, and he can get his ashes tall.
There's nothing to do with anything. I'm not even talking about. I'm just.
All right.
You know you're being stupid.
I'm getting a little fun at your expense.
She's being stupid. But you know what? She's good at that.
Oh, boy, you're going to pay, mister. No soup for you.
Oh, soup Nazi. You know, I've only seen like maybe one-third of those episodes.
Yeah.
That is a classic, the
it
soup
is.
Nazi. But anyway, back to the lady.
That is a classic, yeah.
It is a classic.
Oh,
you know what? Hey. A friend of mine many years ago at work actually went up to New York City, and that's a real place he went to.
And went there.
And he stood and he took pictures, and he showed the line was like wrapped around multiple buildings after that show.
Did they have to go sideways?
I don't know about all that, but he said you got this big giant cup of soup, this big chunk of bread. It was very expensive. He goes, but it was really good.
What is mulligatawny?
I don't know anything about that.
I thought it was some kind of Indian soup.
No. I know not. Sophie is not here. She would tell us.
What's her name? Elaine had the recipe. She's like, and mulligatawny.
See, I don't even remember that part, but yeah, okay.
From out of that wardrobe.
Talking the same episode, the soup Nazi episode.
Yeah.
See, I don't
so,
remember.
That girl, that chick is going.
Girl, that girl is poison.
She's gone.
He's focusing on you. And I'll tell you what,
there
is something running through these cards of the nature of that you better not break his heart.
What does that mean?
Hell no.
Not a threat.
You know, if I get, you know, if I get his undivided attention, and something happened tonight when we were at the nature walk, this was really strange on his part. There was a woman who we just coincidentally, my kid and my neighbor were walking ahead because I still walk a little bit with a cane. And I said, you know, don't let me hold you guys up. Go ahead. So this woman, my neighbor and my kid had passed her, and then I was talking to her, and the guys were up ahead. And then I caught up with the guys. I passed her. I left her back there. And then we were sitting on a bench, and she came back. She came toward us and was passing us. And then she said to, I guess it was to my neighbor, she said, well, hello again. And as if, you know, and he just swung his head back to me, you know, and he just gave a quick, like, oh, yeah, hello. Like, and I thought, I've never seen him behave that way with another woman.
Really? Well,
yeah.
He has seriously become smitten with you. And I'll tell you what, maybe you should take him after your grandson goes home. Maybe you should take him to see the movie Poor Things. He could get some really good ideas on position.
You know,
or what she called it, bouncing or jumping or, yeah, what were you going to say?
I told him I want to see that movie, and I showed him on social media. I said what it was about, where she's talking about so-and-so's dick tastes salty at the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, I want to see this movie. So we're planning, but we...
It is very funny. It is, like, really, like, everybody's, like, the people were on acid that wrote this movie funny. But, it's like 2.5-hour movie, and it I didn't fall asleep.
No, and he was pretty, and Jim is pretty fussy about movies.
Well, I'm fussy I've never walked out a movie in my life. I will watch it to the end, God damn it. But I didn't want to walk out. It was so bizarre.
But the sex is very well done. Emma Stone had no trouble standing. There was nothing on. Mark Ruffalo is naked too. So
I love that guy. Man, I've had a crush on him ever since. Yeah. That movie Sideways.
What was
Sideways?
It?
Wasn't he in that movie Sideways?
I don't know who this dude is.
He wasn't. He was in that movie with Meg Ryan.
I have no idea who the guy is. I mean, I've seen him a little bit, but I didn't know him enough to know his name as an actor. I don't know.
He's from here. He went to one of our high schools here.
Oh no, really?
Yeah, Richard.
Yeah.
And he has no trouble taking his clothes off. And the two of them did a lot of, I forget what she called it. She thought it was like jumping. And she's on top, and he does her doggy style and up against the wall.
You know, that's not all the movie. The movie is not all about that. You
no,
know that, right?
But it's in there.
It is.
And I don't want to tell you about the plot because...
She already knows the plot. All you got to do is go online and watch. Every movie has at least three trailers you can watch online.
Yeah.
And you should. This one you don't need to because you got us telling you it's worth it. It's bizarre as hell.
Yeah.
It's going to start out like, what the hell's going on? Just stay with it.
Yeah, at first
just
like,
stay with it. It'll develop a story eventually.
It's a female Frankenstein.
It's a female Franken. It's crazy shit. It's cool. Crazy.
That's
stuff.
What I told my neighbor. I said these are little Frankensteins that are running around in there. It would be so cool. I showed in the preview of, like I said, what I already told you. And let's go see.
Bizarre.
She was pregnant when she jumped off the
bus. Well, give her the whole thing. Don't
no,
you shouldn't tell her that.
And she was pregnant, and when they fished her out of the river.
Well, the one guy that wasn't a they, it was the crazy.
The crazy scientist.
Who's like basically a doctor of Frankenstein type of guy, but he isn't.
And
but,
they cut out her baby. And
oh God.
Took the
she was dead.
Yeah.
She had committed suicide. She died. She was pregnant. The little infant was still alive, apparently. I don't know what kind of level. And he took the live brain and stuck it in the mom.
So she was a grown
woman. So she was walking around, grown woman, but she was an infant, didn't have any motor skills or speech skills, and she was learning them. And that's the beginning, but obviously there was a guy, she was learning at an accelerated rate.
And the era is Victorian.
Sort of, kind of.
Yeah,
but also a lot of that's bizarre. Everything in this movie, there was a lot of drugs involved in the development of this movie. That's all I can say.
Drugs? You really think?
Oh my God!
I don't know.
I can't even imagine how they thought this crazy shit up when you see the scenery. Even the
scenery is outstanding.
Oh, it is cool.
Well, I'm excited.
It's entertaining.
I'm looking
for.
You need to go
see it. It's entertaining.
No.
It's very entertaining. It's about 2.5 hours ish. So just remember, you set that aside. But
and your neighbor might get some good.
Of course, because that's all that matters, of course, is that you take them to a movie with sex and you might actually want to bang. Because that's what you got to do in this world. That's what you got to do. Right, Deb?
Well, if it's a position that you're fond of, you could elbow him and say, I really like doing it that way.
Remember, he's not a Frankenstein. He didn't have an infant brain stuffed into his head, Deb. Okay? He did in the movie. He did not.
Yourself with a piece. Isn't that a peach?
You know what? How about you just tell them the movie from beginning to end?
No.
You keep revealing shit more and more as you go. You keep doing the spoiler thing more and more. Just keep on ruining it.
No, that's it. I'm not telling anything.
Yep. How about, do we have a reading on the table? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, it was.
Then how come you talked about freaking some chicken Frankenstein banging?
He's really terrified she's going to break his heart. He said never. And then you brought up.
Yeah, I didn't bring shit up. Don't look at me.
You said something to the effect of, well, they're not doing it. And I said.
Oh, you missed a whole bunch of in between there on that little exchange of conversation.
So I said, take him to that movie. He'll get some good ideas.
Yeah, that's of all the movies on Earth, that's the only reason you see that movie, so somebody can get sex ideas.
Well.
That's the only reason.
Sex
is about half the movies you see at a theater, Deb. At least half. Come on, don't bullshit.
ISS did not have.
I said about half. I didn't say 99.9%.
You know, I could listen to
pretty much not looking.
Day.
I said about
You're
half.
So cute together.
I said about 50% of the movies have some kind of sex in there. Because that they some producers and directors or whatever writers say, oh, that's a checkbox, got to have sex. That's their criteria. So many
I love you guys together. You're just such a team. You know, that's what my sister says when I tell her about my fights with the neighbors. She says, oh, you guys are so funny.
Yeah, you are. You're like a happy hour entertainment.
It's entertaining to watch another couple have like fighting spats because you're like, man, I'm glad it ain't me. So you just sit back and watch the sparks fly. You just sit back like on those shows. Oh, here, watch this. Oh, I can't believe he said that. Oh, boy. You just sit back and watch the sparks fly.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah,
and you can always leave. You're like out of a public place.
Really good.
Look
the
great.
The guy from the bar is here. He is really attracted to you sexually. Yeah.
Well,
I think
he's a playboy, and I would not. Yeah.
So he wants to sex her up?
He'd like to knock
sex
off.
You up.
Put it that way.
No, my heart belongs to... I left my heart in San Francisco. My heart belongs to...
Don't tease him up and then find yourself trying to get out of a tough situation. Yes, Rachel, watch the Gray sex show. The Gray, what is it? 50 Shades of Gray. It's good. Men don't like it, but we live
too. No, it's a piece of crap. As far as from men's standards.
Well, I'm going to watch myself with the guy.
Well, she does have a nice body.
I mean,
that's not a criteria. That movie, that chick in the movie had a nice naked body, so it must be Academy Award winning.
Did you watch 50 Shades of Gray?
Did I?
God, that's an old.
No, it didn't appeal to me. I don't like shit like
that
on the screen. I don't. It sounded too corny. You know, one of my husbands. Which husband? I've been only married twice, but it's been a while.
One of my husbands. Like Elizabeth Taylor. I don't know. Was it Richard? I don't remember.
Yeah, right. What is her name?
you know, the second husband loved porn. And I would sit there with him and I think, oh, God, is this what it is? Is that all there is, my friend? Is that all there is?
Technically, not technically.
I thought it was so boring.
Well, yeah.
Yes. Yes, it was boring as living shit.
I think they should have had a better actress do it.
That has nothing to do with that. It was the
no,
plot.
I didn't see the movie. I didn't see the movie. I don't like porn. Oh. I just thought it sounded like porn. You know,
oh, it's not
when
porn.
I would watch.
It's not porn.
It's not porn.
I don't.
But he's turning her into a submissive, where she has to kneel next to his chair, that kind of thing.
Fuck that noise.
I agree. Totally. It's like, who the fuck does he think he is? Yep.
Where's Lorena Bobbitt when you need her?
That's right. Off with the penis. Off with the penis.
Well, that's
yep.
Another thing. And, poor thing.
Oh, God. Here we go. Here we go. Here's another.
A lot of penis.
Oh, there you go. Some more spoiler alerts. There you
go,
folks.
They generally don't do it while male.
You're going to keep tell she doesn't want to, you're going to keep turning it into a porn movie and make her not want to go. It's not a
movie.
But that's all you're talking about. You're not talking about any other part of the movie except that.
There
you go.
To me, I did not expect that.
Whatever. You make it sound like it was like you just saw like a birth of an alien from another planet. It's genitalia. They're out there all over the fucking place. Yeah, but you know what? They kind of don't change, do they? Hey, look at that. That's a penis I've never seen. You know what? It's got a cock. It's got balls. It is a freaking what is different about it? Okay, it might be different size, different shape, different. But it still is
you
a penis.
You said women are like snowflakes.
Yeah.
They're. Private parts are all different.
They're all different, but they're all the same. Like snow, when you walk outside, you see a snowbank full of individual little snowflakes. But you know what? It's all fucking snow.
Okay.
It's all snow.
Wow. Oh,
so,
I didn't know that.
You
guy,
see one freaking furry freaking taco, you've seen them all.
He's hoping he can seduce you, so just be aware.
No, I'm going to watch myself because with you coaching me, Deb, on the warnings, yeah. I'm not into that kind of shit. I'm not into misleading. I'm not into getting into trouble. I like what I have with the neighbor. If it works out, I hope so. I just do it to de-stress.
I always had a great response when somebody was coming on to me that physically and I didn't want it. I would say, I don't start what I'm not going to finish and I'm not interested to start this. That's what I always said. So.
No, I'm not even... I think that guy's a big old playboy.
Oh, he is. He's a, what do they call him?
I don't know, Deb. What do they call them? What do they call him? Poonhound?
Pussyhound.
Poonhound.
A galloping magic wand?
Poonhound, which is a take on a coonhound, a dog. Poonhound.
Oh, dear.
That's the old catchy little thing there. Yes.
So, yes, also... Remember I told you have like a real estate deal that's going to fall through. The guy is not going to be. Yeah. I. What happens if you make them get qualified before they buy a house? Or do you let
them buy
that?
Oh, we follow all the structure. We follow all the structure. So answer yes. Yeah. Answer yes. And I have sorry.
Go ahead. Speak.
I have a co-partner. Partner.
Yeah. Okay, this isn't the partner. I've seen your partner. He comes through as a king of diamonds. This man is a king of clubs. He talks a good game. He wants to get out on the field. He's talking more than buying one property, but this guy can't get the financing, ultimately. So don't hit your wagon to his star because, yeah.
What does that mean, hit your wagon to his star?
It's an old reference.
Just curious.
Yeah.
All right. Well, back to the reading. All right. We didn't have an answer, so that's cool.
Well, I'm not up.
I don't know either. I'm not belittling you. I didn't know. That's why I asked.
So you're going to be like, oh, shucks. He was talking pure cash, too.
Oh,
but,
talk is cheap.
Yeah. Okay.
And so is your sister. I'm glad somebody caught that a little bit there. That's sister, mom. You throw that in to some female relative. Talk as cheap as so is your mom or something like that. Yep.
All right. So you've got that Queen of Spades is heading out. She's done kind of whatever, maybe she wanted him to swing, but whatever it is, she's giving up, okay? You've got that, what did they say? If it looks too good to be true or sounds, it is.
If it sounds good to be true, it isn't. It probably is not. Yeah,
so
it probably is not true.
You know, the odds are astronomical for the same cards, same 24 cards to come up time after time. So it blows my mind a lot of the time. But the neighbor's getting very secure with you, okay?
Isn't that nice?
It is. And actually, you never know. That movie just might be really nice foreplay for you guys.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I want to see her. I'm fulfilled, damn it. Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I'd sit on the hand if I could and say to him, now you move over here, put your hand there. I'd say, Lisa, now you move close, you do this. Yeah, I would be love to orchestrate.
That movie has nothing to do with that.
No. And the thing, you might get a little hot and bothered.
You guys.
And all these poor people listen to this.
Well, not everybody. We had a lot of callers drop. We had a lot of callers drop.
You know.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's winding down time anyway. So, do you have any? You want to wrap up her reading? Do you have any final thoughts? You want to re-summarize?
Sure.
You shall do so. She shall summarize.
Don't count on money that isn't quite there yet. You want to, you know, that's good for all of us. What you say? Don't count your chickens
before they hatch.
Yeah.
Yep, that is very good advice.
Yeah, so this is money. Bush, not money in hand. That's another one.
I thought it was the two.
Yeah.
A bird in the hand is better than two in the bush, isn't it?
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
Love is moving forward between you two. Two of hearts, oh my God. That's the ultimate. That's my favorite. And you've got the Ten of Hearts. Ten of Hearts is the highest. Well, in my book, I write this big, long thing about love. Love is how it's restoring it. Heals. It, I mean, love is the strongest force in the universe. Okay? So you've got that, and the little boy is here. Now, in the past, your neighbor has come through as resentful toward that little boy. I don't see that anymore. I think he really is embracing that child now.
Yeah, I had the little kid right up in the front, and I sat in the back, and he was playing DJ, my little kid. He was playing DJ with the music, and we're getting down with the music as we're driving to the nature trail.
Oh,
so
cute.
And
well,
they were walking.
Our neighbor's been really insecure. You know, playing around with those men was easy. What's going on with you is hard. It's challenging, you know. Well, just think of it. It's
so what you're saying is Lisa's a pain in the ass. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that.
I've been called worse.
It's scary.
That's, yeah, you know what? Yeah, I've been called worse too, so I'm with you there. All right, go ahead.
Well, two men having sex together, that means nothing. And your sister, you told us that.
What?
Your sister, your friend, a good friend, she told you that means nothing. And
how the hell would she know? She's not a man.
It was simply sexercise, having some fun. Didn't you, any of you people back in high school, women, kind of play around a little bit with your best friend?
Why does it have to be high school?
As a matter of fact, as you're talking, I think of one dude that I, is that what you were saying? When you have sex with someone and it's like no big deal?
Right, exactly. It was strictly sexercise. You know, and it's leading up to all that intimacy, the risk involved. For a long time, he believed the winning move is not to play. And now he's in all the way up to his neck. And it's, you know, they can go out and slay dragons and, you know, strangle, what do they call it, the big brown grizzly bears. But when it comes to love, it often scares the shit out of men. You know, it does. So
I guess you were a man in your past life to know all these things.
Well, you know what? Tell me.
She's telling all what men feel because, you know,
I only had two best female friends in my entire life, and the rest have all been guys.
Maybe you chose poorly.
I like the personality of guys better. Women are so catty, and they say in subtext to each other, as long as you ask the way I want you to, I am just bestie. But the minute you don't act the way that I think is right, well, I'm going to kick you right.
Why'd you have a lot of guy friends, Deb? What do you think they wanted?
You said that isn't true.
Why did I say that?
What about women you're friends with on the plane? And he said, well, you pretty much want to screw them too.
I was saying, there's a reason that, yeah, there's a reason that these guys were hovering around, Deb.
Well, but that's their agenda.
I'm just saying, you guys weren't on the same wavelength like you thought. They were looking for an opening, Deb, so they figure if you keep hanging around, eventually you might get a shot. They were waiting, and the moment never came by, but they were patient. They were very patient. They were patient.
I hate to burst your bubble, but way back in the day, I was a skinny boobless.
Whose bubble are you bursting?
Hey, you're not. No, I see you very desirable.
Oh, yeah. That's why they were hanging around. That's why.
I mean, I was very plain in high school.
Well, high school, I don't know anything about that. High school doesn't count. You're not a freaking adult.
And they called me.
No, Deb. I'm sure.
High school, you don't worry about anything that happened in high school or below.
You probably have a lot of admirers right now that you're not even aware of.
I'm an old bat now, so I can say all this stuff, you know.
Is that like a hag?
Yeah, I'm a hag.
Right. Okay. You don't hear that term anymore like it used to be.
The gays call women.
I thought a hag was basically another term for a witch. A term that nobody uses anymore. Now they call hags just old chicks or whatever, but hag actually used to mean like a witch, right? Like Broomhilda.
Hey, you know what?
Hag. Remember the cartoon Broomhilda? I think she was a hag. Oh, yep.
The show where we talk on Facebook with the folks a little bit, and they all think you are a hottie. None of us have ever seen you, but they're all saying, she's got to be a hottie.
Hot to try.
Well, you know what? This is the thing. If you go out there and you just enjoy yourself, that's like, I think, 95% of anything. And if you're not looking, you don't look. You just enjoy yourself.
Yeah, a lot of times if you keep looking, you never find what you're looking for because you're just trying too damn hard.
Right, right. And I'm not looking because I'm so interested. I'm wound up with this neighbor. So when I go out, I just have it.
No place to race. That's the thing.
All right, let us give her her card. And I think this is something that is just saying what she already does. Subject is healthy lifestyle for Archangel Raphael. Eat a healthful diet.
She does.
Get adequate sleep and exercise regularly for optimal health. So this is like basically what that's what she does. That's her shtick. She's into her eating healthy and nature walks and on all that stuff. Yep.
And exercise.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
The Archangel said nothing about that.
Yeah. Okay.
Just saying. I didn't see that in there. They typically, these cards are from Archangels. These aren't porn cards. Just to let you know, I don't have a porn deck. We could get one someday, but then that would be a whole different kind of show.
Yeah,
maybe that's next on the list.
Maybe it is. Maybe we'll add that to the Friday. Would you like a rebel card or would you like a porn card? We could give people a choice. Porn.
Yeah.
I'm right.
They're out there. I've looked at quite a few.
It would be weird. I mean, I would. Yeah, I know what you're saying, right? A porn oracle card.
I thought that shirt was opening up.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Lisa. You have taken us to
the
finish line. Yes, soon that automated chick's going to be yelling at us from Blog Talk Radio with her British accent. It's the good accent, but yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, thank you so much. You have a good one.
Enjoy
you too.
Dinner. And tell us.
Oh, thank you.
To put, what did you say, pears and apples and sweet potatoes.
Yeah.
I'd love to
loaded
know how
up.
To do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would.
Word
so,
up, dog.
Have a lovely dinner.
And you too, you guys.
Yeah, we love
you guys.
Indeed. We shall talk again.
All right, honey. You speak good now.
Oui.
If you can't be good, be careful. Okay.
All right. No,
okay.
If you can't be good, be very good.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. Unfortunately, the clock has struck. And the 90-minute mark is upon us.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Thank you, folks, for joining us on all the platforms that are with us. She's still a very hot time of year down there because they're on the other side of the globe.
Yeah, so Rachel, do you like lay out in the nude or what do you do? Because
of course she does.
Well, they're very free with their bodies in
of course
Australia.
She does. Yeah, how many times have you been there?
No, friends, people that I've spoken to, they say that women will wear sheer blouses without even a bra on. And we're so prudish over here.
You haven't seen
chicks.
You haven't seen braless chicks running around here.
With the sheer, where you could see through a top. No.
Yeah, at the beach. Kind of, sorta. You know, especially when they get those bikinis to come out wet. Those white ones get a little see through a little bit. Not the good one won't, but some of those cheap pieces of crap.
Well, I have a cute story to share before we go.
Oh well, you got very. You better make it a quickie.
What is that place?
Alcatraz.
Excuse me, no.
Washington, D.C.
No, it's over.
Monkey Island.
No. The place where you can get all those different daiquiris.
You're talking, well, there's probably a million of those around the globe.
Same.
But the one you're thinking of is in Palma, and it is the Daiquiri Palace.
Palma. My husband, when he was in the Navy, before I met him, he was walking along on like a high wall. It was like a retaining wall where there were people on this beach that were sunbathing in the nude. And there was a woman stretched out below them as they're walking on the
wall. I told you, Deb.
And you know what happened? He was looking so hard that he fell off the wall and landed right next to her. And they ended up dating the whole time that he was there. She thought that was so dashing and charming. She was a girl from England, and he had a wild time with her. But I thought that was hilarious that he's looking so hard, he stepped right off that retaining wall. I guess we have to be there.
You always have to be there anyway for moments like that.
Well, we should probably go. My clothes are starting to come off.
Yes, the temperature is dropping in this room. I feel it. As the temperature drops outside, so it does in a room that has very little insulation.
Oh, that sounds like a nice way to go shopping. Yeah, I would love to come there. But your wildlife scares me. You know, I guess you'd fight them off for me, wouldn't you?
You could go into a city where there's no wildlife, too.
Yeah,
you know
true.
That, right?
But those people know how to party over there. Yeah. Yeah. So it's wonderful having all of you. You're looking for you.